First off, man, what's your impression on the camp so far over the 2 days?
It's a great venue for the scouts. I see these kids, tremendous talents, but it's extremely difficult to tell how a rule would play out in the National Hockey League without trying it in the NHL or the American League for that matter. But one thing it's good for is you can see the stuff that's definitely not going to work. So I think that's, you know, that gives us a little bit of an advantage. It's just, I think it's a good opportunity. The kids seem to really enjoy playing in it, and everyone seems to enjoy themselves.
And not being far removed from the game, is there anything that you've kind of seen in these camps that when you were a player you would have liked to see in the game?
I like the nets. The smaller nets would have been great. So for a guy like me to have more room to maneuver back there, I always enjoyed it. I think it would be tougher to play defense in front of the net, though. Passes come out at a different angle. You don't have to get around the net as much. The wraparounds, I think, would be better. But things like that, the glass, obviously, some of those things I think are great to test here. Will be important in the NHL.
And you mentioned how there's some things that you know right away aren't going to work. Is there anything that you guys have discussed in a way that you realize just isn't going to work?
Well, you know, there's been mixed feeling on the hybrid icing rule. And, to me, it's hard enough when you're trying to sell the game to non-fans. It's hard enough to describe icing and offsides and hockey. I think that would make it a little more confusing personally. The other thing is, I think it's Berkey's bear hug rule. I think in theory, first of all, it's got to get renamed because that's just holding. But I think there's other things that you can do. Some players like it, the initial thought, but I think it would be extremely difficult to call. Where do you start where do you start the hold? Do you start it away from the boards? How far away from the boards? Does it have to be right in the bar? It would make it a little tough for referees to call. And, a couple things like that, but there's a lot of great ideas that get thrown out there in the competition committee. And at the end of the day, we got a great game. I think we're trying not to change it. It's really what we're trying.
And for these 36 kids to be out here and get this opportunity, seems like nowadays these kids, there is no more off-season for them. From when you were a young prospect to now, what's the biggest difference you think in these kids' game?
You know, it's funny, Brendan Shanahan and I were talking about that about 20 minutes ago, and kids don't learn to decompress anymore. It's it's 12 months of the year, 365 days, and I think it can be extremely valuable to have that time off. It keeps the hunger for the game. And it gives you time to recuperate. When you look at some of these star phantom athletes in all kinds of different sports, whether it's tennis or golf, Tiger, and they become robotic, day in and day out. We grew up in a different generation where you got your rest and you had some fun in the off season. But today it's a business, and these kids look at it, their bodies and themselves as a business, and they work extremely hard.